Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the final issue of this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles story arc, issue number 7. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last 6 episodes.
7
episodes. 7 episodes. Thank you.
I knew you'd do it.
I did. It was going to happen.
I even held up any fingers.
I thought you were doing a countdown.
No. I was saying it's episode 8, issue number 7.
Well, see, I can do... Whatever.
Anywho, so we go back to coverage outside the TCRI building, and they're like, holy shit, the lights, it's... This reminds me of, like, the cold fusion, like, what it's supposed to look like, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because this light comes
just exploding out
down
of
on top of the building, and it starts, like, spewing out like lava.
Almost. So much so that you can see the spines of all the people on their rooftop. I don't know if that's actually true or not, but that's what it looks like
to me. Wait, what?
Like... Do you see that?
That's just shadow.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, well, okay, mine's black and white. Yes, it literally looks like their spines.
Yeah, it took me a second to realize what you were getting at there.
But, all the news coverage is like, oh my God, what's going on? And then the troopers are like, we got to get in there and find out what's going on. Because the National Guard's there now.
Yep.
And so we get the turtles popping back up into the lab with all the... what the hell are Krang's people called?
Yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, these guys never actually said it either.
No, it doesn't say it in here. But, and there are a couple of Triceratons with them. So the Triceratons are like, oh shit, you know, we can't breathe. I think that happens.
Yeah, that's why I'm pretty sure that there's still oxygen where they're at. Just but, not, it's a different comp, like different... composition.
Yeah, but the robot brain guys are like, hey, you know, we sorry to have brought you here, but we can transport you back. And the one Triceraton's like, oh, you think so? And then he's like, you have a working
transmat device?
Yeah.
I want it.
It's ours for the glory of the Triceraton Republic. And then they just fucking start beating the shit out of everybody again. Yep. Which they take out a handful of the
robots. I don't think they actually killed the aliens inside
the
robots?
No, just the robot bodies, it looks like. They missed all the vital parts and the little brains inside of them.
Which is good,
So they stun the shit out of these guys, right?
Yep.
And, but it ruins the room that they're in again.
Like you do.
Yep. And,
Then they start to explain what happened.
Yeah. And, so they tell them all that what's going on, you know, how they rebuild it and everything, and then they're like, oh, by the way, we've got somebody that wants to see you.
Yeah.
And is it just me, or does Splinter look creepy as fuck?
After the first issue, and even a little bit in the second issue, his design changed.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that too, especially...
Let me see the color picture, because...
When I...
Okay, he still looks fucking creepy.
When I read it all, and then I went back to the beginning and just kind of thumbing through everything. Yeah, his design, the first... I liked it in the first issue, because he actually had, like, pupils.
Yeah.
Versus this one, where he looks like a giant wolf beast.
Yeah.
And he's a rat, so.
But they're all excited. And then we go outside again, and you've got April trying to, like, you know, creep up on what's going on. And the lady's like, or she gets up there, and one of the National Guard's like, you know, sorry, we can't let anybody in. She's like, oh, one of my friends was supposed to go in for a job interview.
Looks like a drug dealer, or like a crack whore.
No shit.
Which sucks.
She's like, you know, well, I'm sorry. Why don't you come up here and we can see if, you know, you can get a little closer. And
No, he ushers her away, but he, like, leads her. And as he's doing that, he's telling her everything that's going on. Like, I get you're trying to get your dick wet, dude, but seriously, that's how you lose your job.
Anywho, so we go back inside again. Well, she walks away and she's like, man, I hope the boys are okay, you know, this and that and the other. And then they're basically telling each other the stories of what's happened since then. Mm-hmm. And they get in there and Splinter tells them about what happened to him.
Yep.
In which we get the full fucking backstory of again.
I think this is when they realized, hey, look, we need to...
Fluff these a little bit.
Make make it so that these people are getting their money's worth for that $1.75.
Yeah.
We need to reach that 40 page count.
But we get the backstory of the Krang brain guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, our ship transport crash landed here. Only part of us survived. We had to set up, and make ourselves, blend in till we could, figure out how to get back in contact with our people.
Yep.
We're responsible for, you guys turning into the big things that you are.
Yeah. I like how they, as they're blending in, they buy this building.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yep.
And they start stripping it out for their purposes.
Yeah.
They needed one last, component from their ship, which is what these guys were transporting, which is the ooze that does the thing. Really, like, my whole thing is, how did that one little container fall out of this truck? But
yeah,
look, if we didn't, if it didn't fall out, we wouldn't have Daredevil.
Exactly.
Or the turtles. Sorry.
So we get these. It goes back to the humans are outside, getting ready to breach the front door with a fucking handheld rocket launcher.
Yeah,
like this is one of those like 4-shot rocket launchers that when you first see it, it's over his shoulder, and at first I thought in the second picture he was holding it in front of him, but it's still over his shoulder, but it really looked like he was holding a handheld gun right there for a minute.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah,
But after 2 shots they breach the door, and the they're like, oh shit, we need time to build the thing up so we can teleport ourselves out.
Yeah, they part of the beings have been working on this. Honeycutt even jumps in and is helping them out. So they are not able to get it complete like they wanted.
Yeah. So while the troops are coming in there, they have these
as
little
quickly as they wanted either.
Yeah. They have these little robots that are stunning the guards as they're running in there. And at first, the guys are like, oh god, we're getting cut down, and then one of the guys is like, but
everybody's alive.
None of us are dead.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, fuck, dude, you're just getting stunned. Run out there, bitches, take them down.
Basically, yeah. Like, fuck.
And they do. I mean, they start getting through them. And all the brains are like, oh, guys, hurry up, program it. Or it's like, we've only got one destination program. That's our homeland. Everybody through the portal. And the turtles are like, well, what about us? You said you're going to send us home first. And they're like, well, just run through the portal. We'll take care of this.
Like, just trust us.
Yeah. So they do. And, they get in there, or the troopers get in there, like, oh, well,
nobody here. What's going on? What's these Terminator things doing around here?
And then we've got April sitting on our couch watching this, and she hears this big thump. And she's like, what the hell is that?
Oh, you forgot about the self-destruct.
Oh, yeah. Building. That's right.
Yeah. Which is smart, because had they not put a self-destruct on there, the military would have got the Terminators.
That, yeah, ugh.
Yeah. Then we would have had Judgment Day way earlier.
But maybe, just maybe, they didn't get all of them.
They never do.
Anywho, but April goes into her bathroom because she has this big thump, and in the tub are the turtles and Splinter.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, you're never going to believe what's happened to us in the past couple days. And that's where it ends.
Dude.
I loved them. They were fantastic. Great. And I love the differences between this and what I knew about the turtles, mm-hmm. because this makes it so much better.
It really gives
them so much more depth and not necessarily like personality, but like the stories themselves have more than just, we were turtles that got turned into men turtles. And
yeah. And then we just learned ninja ways because that's just what it is. Yeah. No, this story is amazing. I'm looking forward to reading more of these.
Oh, definitely.
I have to get the other, I think, like four or five volumes. Because I only got the first two.
Oh, gotcha. Oh,
and I believe the first run is only like 64 issues. So, and that's including, because they've had more.
Only 64 issues of 45-page comics. Only.
I'm hoping after 20, they drop it back down. But who knows? Honestly, who knows?
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good because they got their stories out. And, you get in-depth, full stories from them.
Yes, which is great. You definitely do not get that nowadays. So, time to wrap up the show. Go ahead and check us out on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter @ Comic Rundown. Instagram @ Comic Book Rundown. If you guys want to email us, you can email us, send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Words are hard.
comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
Thank you. Our music was done by Joe from the Sex Turtles and Wreck My Podcast. Go check them out over on your podcasting app of choice. If you want to get a shirt with our logo on it, you can go to Redbubble or T-Turtle. No, T-Public.
T-Public, yeah.
T-Turtle is something that has better shirts.
Damn.
That's where I get most of my shirts from.
Speaking of shirts, I see you got a new shirt on today.
I do. It's the Professional Casual Network. I'll give them a shout out. Tim will be on an episode here soon. So he's fun. I was on one of their shows when they were covering The Boys back in the day.
Nice.
They don't do the movie or the TV stuff anymore, but I'm sure they will at some point in time. But that's also that's the network that has the Elite Eight Showdown.
That's why Professional Casual Network sounds.
Yeah, he's the co-host of that.
Gotcha.
With Big Chuck, who has been on the show. One of the shows. I think he can get back on. He's fun. What else do we have here? I think that's everything.
Yeah. We gave shout outs. We got the shirts. We got the where to reach.
Oh, I did finally order some postcards and business cards.
Nice.
That we can hand out.
Nice.
So
I still have stickers left.
Somewhere. I do too, but this is the new picture.
Oh, nice.
So once I get stickers of the new picture, we can hand those out too.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, if you guys want like a sticker, let us know. We'll try to send it out to you.
Yeah. Oh, also rate and review us. And if
the other thing I forgot. Yeah, because no one reviews us anymore.
I'm just gonna start doing reviews to make you read them on here.
You know, you have to make a new iTunes account.
Damn it.
Every time.
I don't have an iTunes account, so.
Yeah, I only have it because of the laptop. I tried to review, because I already reviewed the Elite Eight Showdown. I was going to put another review on there, because if they get to 50 reviews, Big Chuck is going to tell his 8 most embarrassing stories. That's going to be
the Elite Eight.
The Elite Eight for that one. So I was going to do like another review to try and like spam it. Nah, it was a race the review I already put on there, so. iTunes, you suck. Or Apple Podcasts, sorry. I think that's everything. So,
I think they're ranked the same,
yeah. Always forget something.
Hey, that's all right.
Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Adios.